Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis, and we're starting Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Zayin and the Vilzer Daf. It's on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishmas should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Muktzah. The Mishnah says Metatlan Ner Chadash Avol Lo Yashan. One is allowed to move a brand new lamp on Shabbos, but not an old one. A new one that was never used has nothing wrong with it, so he can move it if he wants. But an old one, which already had something lit in it, is disgusting. It's mius. It's gross. No one wants to touch it. So it's Muktzah Machmas Mius, and therefore it can't be moved. Now Rav Shimon says, "Kolaner's metaltolin. One's allowed to move all sorts of lamps. Lamed beis amud aleph on top. Chutz min ner hadolk b'Shabbos, except for ner which is lit on Shabbos, and that's because the oil is mukta machmas iser. We've already discussed that it's usher to remove oil for, let's say, some salad dressing. And that makes a lamp usher to move as well, as we're going to see in the Gemara. According to Rav Shimon, once it gets extinguished, one is allowed to move the lamp. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah metaltolin er chadash aval yashan v'chulu and hasar ruchia bar ado. He has the following vataninu. We have a Mishnah that says, Kaifin sal lifnei afreichin shi'alu v'shi'ardu. The one's allowed to turn a basket over in front of little chicklets so they could jump up and down on it, and Bryce is taught on that the one is not allowed to move the basket anymore. So why is one allowed to move the lamp of our Mishnah? And the answer is Amrin, they said Hadah Rabbi Yehuda. That's a proper gersa. That Bryce is sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. Titani, we have a Bryce in which we have a three-way machlokes, one more opinion than what we have in our Mishnah. Kolaneris metaltolin, all lamps are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Chutz min ner hadolk b'Shabbos, except for one that was lit on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion because that's mukta machmas iser. But a lamp that wasn't lit on Shabbos is allowed to be moved because Rav Meir does not hold of mukta machmas mios. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ner Chadash, Mototatoloi, a brand new Ner, is allowed to be moved. Bavayashan also Tatoloi, an old one is not allowed to be moved, because Mototatoloi Mias, as we explained in the Mishnah. And Rav Shimon says, Kol Ner Smetatolin, all Ner is allowed to be moved. Chotzman Ner, Shehidlik B'Shabbos, that's a proper Girsa, except for a lamp which was lit on Shabbos. However, Kava, Mototatoloi, once it gets extinguished, one is allowed to move it, because there's no more Mototatoloi Isser anymore. And therefore, it must be that which we quoted before, that Kaifin Salaf Nea Freichen Shalvish Yerdu, but one's not allowed to move the basket, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Mototatoloi Mias. Once they're jumping up and down on that, they make it all dirty, and that's why it'd be usher to move. Now we continue discussing Shitas Rav Meir, Rabbi Yirmi of Rav Ba, Treyon B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yirmi of Rav Ba, they both say the name Rabbi Yechanan, meaning they argue and Rabbi Yechanan holds how to explain Rav Meir. Chah number one says that if Rav Meir call me Yuchad le'isser usher, their Meir holds if it's miyuchad le'isser, it's usher. The Charna Amr, the other one says, call she yichadoy le'isser usher. If it's yichadoy le'isser, then it's usher. What's the difference between these two? So both of these mean that it was designated for isser. The difference is that yichadoy, the second opinion, refers to it being designated exclusively for this use, whereas miyuchin means it's designated but not exclusively for this use. And we're going to see what a nafkamina is in a moment. The Gemara continues, lo yidinu man amardo, man amardo. We don't know who said what. Now we have a clarity. Min ma demar Reb Chanina, from that which Reb Chanina said, that Rabbi Yirmi Ashal, Rabbi Yirmi asked the following, hahein livna, this brick that's designated for building, loike miyuchid le'isserhu, isn't it considered miyuchid le'isser? And now focusing on the word miyuchid, havu hu du amar kol miyuchid le'isser aser. It must be that it's Rabbi Yirmi who said that miyuchid le'isser is aser. And here's a nafkamina, man demar miyuchid kol shekein yichadoy, according to ma de'amar, that's something that's miyuchid le'isser, for sure, if it's yichadoy le'isser, it's aser, whereas man demar yichadoy ha miyuchid loy, according to ma de'amar, that it's yichadoy, only that's aser, so miyuchid is not aser. In other words, according to the second ma de'amar, that the only type of mukta machmas iser, the Rav Meir asers, is yichadoy, that it's exclusively meant for this use, so then miyuchid is not aser. Therefore, let's say we have a case where something was a basis for davar aser, it was a base for something that was aser, but it was only miyuchid, meaning it was designated for that use to be a basis, but that's not its exclusive use. So then, once that iser gets knocked off or taken off or is not there anymore, then this thing becomes ice basis, it's not a basis anymore, and it's allowed to be used, because only miyuchid, not yichadai. Now we continue discussing this, masisa pligal man d'mar kol miyuchid le'iser aser, following Mishnah is clearly not like the man d'amar, that if it's miyuchid le'iser, it's aser. The thing in Taman, we have Mishnah over there, this is Maseches Kelim, and it's discussing a large box, which we know that any sort of keli is only given to mekabel toma if it's metaltal male verekon. You can move it whether it's empty or even if it's full. However, if you're not able to move it when it's full because it's just simply too big, so then it's not going to be mekabel toma. And so what does Mishnah say? Muchana shala, the wheels of this large box, bizmanchi nishmetes, if they're able to be removed, ain't a chibrala. It's not considered connected to it, and therefore if the box becomes tame, the wheels are not, and if the wheels become tame, the box isn't either. Furthermore, if it ain't dentis ima, it's not measured with it, so when we're measuring the box to see if it's too big to become tame or if it's just the right size, we're not going to count the wheels. Ve'ina matzalas ima ba'oil ha'meis, it's not saved with it in oil ha'meis. If the box is too large that it can't be makabel toma, then that means it's chaitz, it's bifnei ha'toma. If there's something inside the box and the box gets brought through a beis ha'kfaris, for example, everything inside of it is going to be tahar because the box is not tame, and therefore the contents of the box are not going to be tame either. These wheels, though, since they're nishmetes, they're not connected, they can be removed easily, they're not going to be saved with it in oil ha'meis, and they're going to be tame. Now here's the key that we're looking for. Ve'in garner sub shabbos, one's not allowed to drag it on Shabbos, bizman sheish b'sech ha'mois, if there's money inside inside it. Laman Beis, Laman Beis on top. The Gemara continues. V'tani Allah. A Baraisa was taught on that Mishnah. Are you allowed mice? V'naflu negreras. If there was money on these wheels and they fell off on Shabbos, then it is allowed to be dragged. What do we see from here? That the Mukhani was miyuchid for the mice. It wasn't yichadai. It wasn't exclusively for the use of the mice because it's really meant to have the box on it. But again, it still was miyuchid. One of the uses it was designated for was to have this money placed on it. And nonetheless, we see that when the money falls off, it's allowed to be moved. So this is clearly not like the Manda Amar of miyuchid. Rather, it's like the Manda Amar of yichadai. However, Amar Rav Sheshes says it's not a raya. Reb Shimon he. That's really Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says kava matil taltoloi. If the lamp gets extinguished, one is allowed to move it. In other words, you're right. If that was Rav Meir, so then we would have a good question on the Manda Amar of miyuchid. But it's not Rav Meir. It's Reb Shimon. However, Amar they said to ask the following question: lama leisanan psarin la divrei akol hi b'shecheach. Why can't we just explain that this is going according to everybody and it's talking about shecheach? If a person forgot the money on these wheels and then it fell off, and according to everybody, even according to the opinion of miyuchid in Rav Meir, one would be allowed to move it because it's not even considered miyuchid. He forgot the money on there. He didn't place the money on there. So why don't we just explain it like that? And then we don't have a machlekes. The Gemara answer is lasad yachil. We can't do that. Tain taman. We learned over there, meaning the sefer of the Mishnah tells us im einu nishmetes. If these wheels are not able to be detached, then chibur law. They are considered connected to the box in regards to tuma. Vinim dadis ima, and they are measured with it. Umatzelis imu bayalames, and it's saved with it when it's brought into ayalames. And here's the key. Vegarin isab shabbos. It is allowed to be dragged on Shabbos. Avol bishi yesh mesaychamais. Even though there is money inside. Now isme mar hacha divra kol hi b'shechach. Are we able to explain in the second part of the Mishnah that according to everybody, we're talking about where he forgot the money inside? It's obvious from the wording of the Mishnah that he didn't forget money inside. He put the money inside Erev Shabbos, and still it's allowed to be wheeled around. There's no problem to drag it because it's considered part of the box. And since the Sefer of the Mishnah is clearly not talking about Shecheach, the Reisha can't be talking about Shecheach either. We continue discussing these two different ways of understanding Shitas Rav Meir. Masiso pligal man demar kol miyuchid l'isr aser. The following Mishnah is also clearly not like the man d'amar kol miyuchid l'isr aser. D'tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, ha'evin shal pi ha'chavis. If there's a stone on top of a barrel of wine and he wants to be able to move the barrel, he could simply tilt it to its side, the stone falls off, and now he can move the barrel. So it clearly seems not like the Manda Amar, Kol Miyuchid L'Isr Aser. Because again, as we've explained, according to this Manda Amar of Kol Miyuchid, even if it wasn't solely designated for this, since one of the uses it was designated for was to have this rock on it, it remains Mukta even if the rock falls off. The Mishnah is clearly not like this Manda Amar. However, Rav Bas says, B'Shein Ruchi Abarashi, no, Pasar La Rav B'Shecheach. Rav explaining this is referring to where he forgot the stone on there, and therefore it's not considered miyuchid at all, because again, he forgot it. He didn't place the stone on it. Therefore, once the stone falls off, or he knocks it off, because it's tilted on its side, then he's allowed to move the barrel. And in the Basra, we have the same exact question from the second part of the Mishnah. Was the next part say, let's say this barrel is among all other barrels, and if he tilts it and he knocks the stone off, it's going to crack some other barrel. So magbia umatal tzidovihinafeles, he can lift it and then tilt it on its side, and then the stone's going to fall off, and now it's not mukta. And once again, that's a question on kol miyuchid. And once again, we have an answer. Rav explains that part as well as referring to where he forgot the stone on it, and that's why it's mutter. Now we have a question on the other opinion. Masnisa pligal man demar kol sheyichadoi le'isr aser. That's a proper girsa. The following Mishnah seems to be not like the other man d'amar, the kol sheyichadoi le'isr aser. Why is that? The tini, we have a Mishnah which we quoted previously. Kaifen salafnei afrechen she'alav she'erdu. The ones allowed to turn over a box or basket for little chicklets to go up and down, use it as a step. V'tani Allah, and a brass was taught on that. Olu me'alein also taltalon, that if they went up on their own, it's aser to metaltal, and he for sure was not miyached that for the entire Shabbos, using the words that we use to explain miyichadoi. He didn't exclusively designate this basket for these little chiclets or designate it for the entire Shabbos, but still we see that it's also for him to metaltal it, and it's clearly not like the Manda Amar of yichadoi. So Rabban Bar Chiya, Kumi Rab Zeir, he explains, Tifter Ramos, we could answer this referring to Mos. The basket is Mos because the chickens are jumping up and down on it, and that's why he's not allowed to move it, because of Mukta Machos Mios, not because of Mukta Machos Isser. Our Amalei responded, Ratani Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Shaya taught, Afilu Sa, Afilu Tarkov, that this is referring to even a measurement that's called a saw or a measurement that's called a tarkov, not like some wicker basket of sorts. And Islach HaMemer saw a tarkov Musinhein, are you able to say that a saw or a tarkov, they get mos? They don't get mos, even if they did get a little dirty. They're very easily cleaned. You could just wipe it off with a rag, and so you can't say that the reason why it's aser is because of Mukta Machmas Mios. And so we conclude without a good answer to this question. Now I want to discuss who the halacha is like. We have our three opinions. So Rav Yirmiyah says B'Shem Rav, halacha k'rameir, the halacha is like a meir, that there's a concept of Mukta Machmas Isser, but there's no Mukta Machmas Mios. Shmuel Amar Halachah Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel holds the halachah like Rabbi Yehuda that we do say there's mukta machas mios, whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Halachah Rabbi Shimon, the halachah like Rabbi Shimon that we're very make with mukta, and even if we're going to say that a lamp, for example, is mukta machas iser only while the lamp is lit, but not even afterwards. Now, Bon Kumir Bechon, that's a very Rabbi Yechon. Atma Amar, what do you say? Who do you hold like Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, or Rav Shimon? So he told them, Ani ain li el mishnah. I have a mishnah. Kol haneres metaltlin. All neres, all lamps are allowed to be moved. Chutz min haner shehidlik b'Shabbos. That's proper girsa, except for a lamp which is lit on Shabbos, and that's Rav Meir. There's no problem with machas mios. However, we do have an issue of muktzah machas eser. So if it was lit before Shabbos and continued burning into Shabbos, it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. Now Rav Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish, Hayir Batar Bulis, he paskin in this place the menorah katana mutaris l'taltula. A small lamp is allowed to be moved. Once it got extinguished on Shabbos, it's allowed to be moved, and that's like Rav Shimon. Rav Chelboy Rabavo, Rav Chelboy and Rabavo argue about this. Kum Rav Chelboy loy ma'avrin. In front of Rav Chelboy, they would not move the lamp from the Shabbos table once it got extinguished. They would not move it away. That's because he clearly does not paskin like Rav Shimon. However, Kum Rav Avo ma'avrin. In front of Rav Avo, they would move the lamp off the Shabbos table once it went out. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with more stories and scenarios of whether or not we're going to paskin like Rav Shimon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.